Welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast with Phil Pringle. Phil is the founder and senior leader of C3 Church Global, a family of over 500 churches around the world. We're passionate about bringing you fresh, inspiring devotionals to fuel your day and insightful conversations on all things church and leadership. And it all starts right now.
Hey everyone, welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast. It is so good to have you listening with us this week, and we got something very special. We're talking to the pastors of our C3 Alicante church in Spain. Their son is going to be interpreting for me, so I want you to welcome Aaron.
Hey, hello.
And Pastor Gustavo and Fabiana, who have been pastoring this church for how long?
¿Cuánto hace que estáis pastoreando esta iglesia?
En Alicante estamos a partir de 2007.
We started in Alicante in 2007.
Amen. And did you start this church then?
¿Y todo empezó en esta iglesia primero?
No. Todo empezó en nuestra casa, en nuestro hogar.
Everything started in our house.
Después nos mudamos a un local pequeño.
We moved to a small venue.
Y a 2019 nos mudamos a este.
And 2019 edificio. We started in this venue.
Yeah.
Amazing. How did you become part of C3?
¿Cómo llegaste a ser parte de C3?
Wow, yo creo que es una historia larga que lo vamos a resumir.
It's a long story, but let's do it this short.
Aaron fue a estudiar a Australia.
Aaron went to Australia for a scholarship.
Conoció C3.
And he met C3.
Y se enamoró de C3.
And he fell in love
with C3. Y nos habló mucho.
This is you.
La cultura.
Yeah. And he came here and spoke a lot about the culture.
Can I just ask you what happened?
Voy a hacer una pregunta. ¿Qué es lo que pasó? I saw a big church with a family heart. Like it's a massive church, but it's closer, you know, with everyone. That's impressive.
So that attracted you?
Yes, yeah. I said, this is what I want for my city.
Nice. Okay, carry on.
Sigue contando lo que pasó después que
no. Conocimos al pastor Simon.
And the first person we met was Simon McIntyre.
Y robó nuestro corazón.
And he stole our hearts.
Nice. And that was in 2000 and...
Eso fue en el
2013.
Okay. 2013.
So, Pastor Fabiana, tell us how you met Simon.
Y Pastor Fabiana, ¿cómo fue eso de conocer a Simon?
Él vino a casa.
He came to our house.
Ellos lo conocieron en Barcelona.
They met him in Barcelona in a small conference.
Y lloraba que el Espíritu Santo nos uniera.
I was praying like if a real connection is Holy Spirit must do this connection.
Porque al no hablar inglés,
because the point is that we don't speak English,
puede ser un limite.
It can be a limitation for
pero
us.
El Espíritu Santo pasó esa barrera.
But honestly, the Holy Spirit they cleared this barrier. And Simon was like a father for us in this season.
Right. Now he says to me that you might be the most Christian family he has ever met. Yeah, I've got to admit that it is impressive because I saw this guy last night on the stage playing guitar. And your other son playing on the stage.
El otro también tocando en el escenario.
And then your daughter is leading worship.
Micaela cantando.
And they're here today with these leadership sessions.
Y en esta mañana con esta sesión de liderazgo.
And then last year I was here, they were all just as deeply involved.
Y ellos están cada vez muy, muy involucrados.
Tell me, Fabiana, what has been the secret to you raising family in the ministry?
Cuéntame, Fabiana. ¿Cómo es el secreto para hacer crecer familia dentro del ministerio?
Wow. Una de las claves que encontré en Dios.
One of my key that I think.
Ser auténtica con el padre.
Is to be authentic in your home.
Para ser genuina con los hijos.
And be authentic in with your sons.
O sea, vivir esa relación de decir, Señor, quiero amarte.
To say, Lord, I want to love you.
Para enseñarle a amarle a ellos.
And just in the only way to show them how to love you.
Y después siempre dije no.
And I used to say no. This is my favorite answer.
So in terms of when you say be authentic, what does that mean literally? Does that mean you share your heart or your feelings with them, or what do you think that means?
Cuando dices sea auténtico a los hijos y tal, ¿a qué te refieres exactamente?
Cuando me he equivocado, les he pedido perdón.
When I did a mistake, I say sorry.
Right.
He orado por ellos.
I just really pray with my heart for them.
Pero eso lo lleva a un nivel de que cuando ellos han fracasado, saben que podían venir a mí.
And be clear that when they have a failure, a mistake, they can come to me.
Y que mamá no los iba a juzgar.
And mom will not judge them.
Okay.
I was here just to
y nunca utilicé la Biblia o la iglesia para condenar.
And I never use the Bible or the church just to condemn.
Right.
To do bad things in home.
Beautiful. Gustavo.
Gustavo, yo creo que una de las claves que hemos descubierto,
I think that one of the key that we discover,
es ser los mismos en la iglesia que en nuestra casa.
Is to be the same in church that you are in home.
Ser iguales.
It's the same person.
No ser el pastor aquí.
You are not the pastor in church.
Y en casa de otra manera.
And in the house you are the father.
Yeah, that is a challenge, isn't it? Because some people, I mean, even that you might know quite closely, when they get up on the stage, it's like they're a different person.
Es difícil porque hasta gente cuando sube al escenario es una persona diferente.
Yeah. And this generation of young people desperately want authenticity and definitely can see falseness as soon as it's there.
Y esta generación me doy cuenta que realmente se da cuenta enseguida cuando hay gente auténtica y cuando hay gente falsa.
Right. And so, in terms of in the church, with having your children involved with you, how have you found it working together if they disagree with you?
Y estando ellos trabajando con vosotros en la iglesia, ¿cómo gestionáis cuando ellos no están de acuerdo en algo con vosotros?
Yo creo que nos hemos sentado más de una vez y nosotros también hemos escuchado a ellos. Ya después de tener una edad, los hemos escuchado porque a lo mejor hay cosas que nosotros vemos de una manera, pero ellos pueden tener otra visión y hemos podido.
Lots of time we sit in a table and we are really open to her and flexible to her ideas and opinions and what they think, because sometimes I feel that my age or I will have limitations, you know. I need to understand that maybe they will have a bigger vision or different, they are in that different season that maybe they can see different stuff, you know?
Yeah, very good. And so give me an example of a time when you have deferred to them, when they've had another idea than what you have had.
Dame un ejemplo. ¿Te acuerdas de alguna situación en donde ellos tenían alguna idea diferente a la tuya?
Pero sí, a veces es como el formato de la reunión o el tiempo. Para mí, yo porque quería hacer un servicio muy largo.
Maybe it's the way that we do the service. Sometimes I've been thinking, no, we need to have a longer service.
Y tuvimos que escucharlos.
And we must to hear them.
Yo me decía, en la universidad más de 40 minutos no hay una clase.
In the university more than 40 minutes people don't hear it.
That's right.
Tuvimos que escuchar.
And we need to hear them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's definitely true. An older generation believe that you needed to preach like for 50 minutes to an hour.
En las antiguas generaciones pensamos que teníamos que predicar 50 minutos a una hora, ¿es verdad?
Sí, ya.
You must be very, very good if you're going to hold people's attention in this world for that long.
Demasiado bueno para que la gente aguante ese tiempo.
Yeah.
And so, and it always fascinated me that when we surveyed our church and we would ask people, why do you come here? They would say, oh, the community, or they would say the vision, or they would say, I have friends here, or they would say the worship, or things like that. And my preaching was like down at number 5. And I thought I was doing pretty good with my preaching, but it's not, that's not what the people come for. And we need to provide enough room before a service starts, and certainly after it's finished, for people to connect, because that emotional bonding is what grows the church. Paul says that, you know, that when we are joined and knit together, we grow. both Ephesians and Colossians, he says that. And so I always think that it's the 15 minutes after a church service finishes is when you grow the church. And within the church, people can be complete strangers, but it's when they join and knit together and bond. So, even though I might have found it a little disheartening that my preaching wasn't the main reason, I think most preachers need to hear and understand that they can be pretty good. But in the end, people go where they got bonding. Now, Spanish hospitality is pretty well famous. You know, it's like Italian hospitality, for goodness sake. And you would spend a lot of time developing that community, I imagine.
Claro, algo que veía, él decía, es que al final la prédica no termina siendo más importante, sino que la gente viene por diferentes cosas y especialmente por la hospitalidad. Y los españoles tienen muy buena hospitalidad, igual que los italianos, ¿no? Entonces, ¿cómo hacéis esa hospitalidad para que la gente realmente se quede en la iglesia?
Wow, tratamos de identificarnos con ellos y amarles. Una de las cosas que tratamos de conocerlos después de la reunión, invitarlos un café, charlar, tomar un ratito con ellos, es muy importante, la gente necesita ser oída.
We try just to be really closer of new people, like we need to drink, like it's a must, like we need to drink a coffee, we need to know, maybe if they are open, we need to know their problems, they need to feel that we are here just to help them.
Exactly. So I guess my question would be, you have one of the larger churches in Alicante and in Spain, why have people come to your church?
Alicante ya es una de las iglesias grandes, tanto Alicante como de España. Entonces, ¿por qué la gente viene aquí?
Hay algo especial que la gente viene, nos sorprende cada domingo.
It is something special that people came. We don't know, but every Sunday
llega mucha gente.
We have a lot of new people every Sunday.
Y en Madrid nos pasa lo mismo.
And in Madrid it's happening the same.
Es como que hemos, no sé, Dios lo ha hecho, creamos una atmósfera aquí, como en Madrid.
It's a natural God atmosphere that people is coming.
Y la gente viene porque se siente amada.
But people feeling love, they feel the love.
Hace muchos años, Fabiana sintió de poner un lema para las mujeres y es un lugar para cada mujer.
Some years ago, Fabiana had the feeling to put a name for the woman that is a place for every woman.
All right. Yeah, well, definitely Jesus said, look, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And he says, don't let your hearts be troubled because I think people really want to belong.
Yeah.
And so when you create a space for them, people will come.
Yeah. Jesús dijo, voy a ir, voy a preparar espacio para todos. Y él dijo, la gente necesita sentirse que pertenece.
Yeah.
El domingo pasado,
last Sunday,
una joven que había dado a luz,
a woman that have a new baby.
Y trajo a una amiga, le dijo, esta iglesia, todas las que vienen quedan embarazadas.
And she said to her friend, that he might have friends, every woman that arrived to this church is pregnant.
Y ella quedó embarazada las dos semanas.
After she no was pregnant in 2 weeks, and she couldn't have childs, you know.
La gente viene por el milagro que operó en ellos primero.
Some people we see that are coming for the miracle that they saw in different friends, yeah. Different people.
Amazing. Yeah, and so you are a brand new grandmother because this guy has just had a baby. Yeah. So now all of your children, it seems to me, are involved in business.
Ahora los hijos parece que están tan envueltos en negocios.
Yeah, so you, Aaron, are doing agriculture, is it, through satellites?
Yeah, startup.
Explain that.
Yes, dice, explica lo que hacéis. Yeah, we have a technological company that we use satellites just to monitor crops, and we apply artificial intelligence to predict what's going to happen in the future, just to the big land and growers can take the low risk and improve productivity.
And now you're branching into a whole new company of real estate.
Yes, and we have been thinking that technological is something amazing. That we are focusing now in real estate also. It's a second company.
Right. Now, you said to me yesterday that when you first started coming in amongst C3, you were not that well off.
Yeah, it is true. Like, true. We was literally a poor family.
So what happened?
I think that what we are harvest is the seed of the family.
Right.
When I say family, it's not our seed, it's their seed, you know. And I think that they as a missionary, they have been sacrificing a lot of things.
Right.
And now we can see the fruits.
Yeah. Amazing. So for how long have you been serving the Lord as missionaries?
¿Cuántos años hace que estáis sirviendo al Señor como misioneros? Porque yo le dije que nosotros estamos recogiendo la semilla que vosotros sembraste.
Yeah. En España, 20 años.
In Spain, we 20 years.
Right. Okay. Before Spain?
¿Y antes de España?
En Argentina.
En
Argentina yo tenía una empresa.
I was a business person in Argentina.
Me dedicaba al metal, a la metalúrgica.
I had a big company in the steel industry.
Pero pudimos fundar una iglesia desde cero.
And in parallel, we planted a church at the same time that I was running a business.
Fue nuestra primera iglesia.
That was our first church.
Okay, so what made you come out of the business world into planting a church?
¿Y qué fue lo que te llevó a dejar el negocio y ir a plantar iglesia?
Yo creo que ha sido un llamado.
Was a call. Just to leave the business, leave everything and start.
Era más fuerte el llamado que los negocios.
My call was really hard, really stronger than the business. Everything don't create noise.
Okay. So how did you feel about that, Fabiana, when that happened?
¿Y cómo lo sentiste eso, Fabiana, cuando sucedió, cuando tomaste la decisión?
Súper feliz.
I was happy.
Porque es algo que te quema el corazón.
Because I was... with the same call. Which,
ves que otros misioneros son
enviados, when we start to see a lot of missionaries, and we was there in our city, and I was crying because we don't want to be here. Because I want to be in the mission.
Amazing. So that's the call of God.
Eso es el llamado de Dios.
And did you find that affected your income?
¿Y esto afectó a los ingresos?
Yes.
Mucho.
A lot.
A lot. So it was a big sacrifice.
They opened
the fridge and nothing. Nothing.
Right, right. So what he is saying is that your years of sacrifice are now, he's reaping.
Él dice que los años de sacrificio y de siembra son la cosecha de estos años.
Yeah, so obviously he's going to bless you.
Entonces él te tiene que bendecir.
Yeah. All your children will be a blessing.
Todos los hijos van a ser una bendición.
Amen. Now your daughter is the worship leader.
Y tu hija es la líder de la danza.
Yeah. And I think that listening to your music, that'd be one of the main reasons people are attracted to your church.
Y de verdad, escuchando vuestra música, yo creo que es un punto importante del por qué la gente viene. Sí.
Why has the worship here been so vital and so dynamic?
¿Por qué crees que la adoración aquí en la iglesia ha sido buena, dinámica y poderosa?
Entiendo que si nuestro corazón no fuera un corazón que adorara de todas las áreas, es imposible transmitirlo a la iglesia. Y es importante que los músicos lo
sepan. I think that the worship from the beginning is something that we have a clear in our heart, like it's important.
Right. Super important. And I'm so thrilled to hear it and see so much of the presence of God in your meetings. It's been really exciting. We're looking forward to having our European conference here in October.
No, la verdad que se siente el Espíritu Santo y estamos muy contentos de que en octubre se pueda hacer la conferencia de CPS aquí.
Yeah, and there'll be like, what, 300 or 400 people out in that big hall of yours.
Y así que van a tener 300, 400 personas aquí.
Yeah. Es un honor.
For us, it's like an honor.
Oh, well, we were so blessed last year when we had the European conference here in Alicante.
Y nosotros fuimos muy bendecidos el año pasado de estar aquí en Alicante. Wow.
You did such a good job. We said, let's come back here.
Vamos a volver otra vez.
What's the future of C3 Alicante? Are you planting more churches?
¿Cuál es el futuro de C3 Alicante? ¿Va a plantar más iglesias? ¿Dónde vais?
Yo justo le decía que cuando oro por Agustín y veía la iglesia en un río.
Termina la frase.
Yo estoy orando por Sevilla, en Sevilla.
When you the pastor have been praying for someone before and you say that saw someone planting a chair close to a river. And if we have our heart Sevilla. Sevilla is a south city, a big city in Spain. And so you have a huge river in the city.
Beautiful. Well, I see your church growing in the future, no doubt.
Yo veo la iglesia crecer.
I see you planting new churches all around Spain.
Veo que se van a plantar más iglesias. Wow.
In the name of Jesus. And I believe you'll have a great influence on many families too.
Y creo que vas a tener buena influencia en muchas familias.
Wow. Amen. Lord bless this church and all of its future and the families. Amen.
Dios bendice esta iglesia y esta familia en el nombre de Jesús.
Thanks so much for being with us, guys.
Muchas gracias por estar aquí.
God bless you.
Gracias. Dios bendice. Muchas gracias.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. If you're a pastor or a leader, we'd love to connect with you. Throughout the year, around the world, and our regional gatherings are a great opportunity for pastors to come and discover who we are as a movement. Or if you simply want to come and be refreshed and blessed, you're more than welcome. If you're interested, reach out at hello@c3churchglobal.com. That's hello@c3churchglobal.com. See you again soon.